Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. And with me today from the Pastani Studio is John McTavish. How you doing, John?
Good, man. We had like a 38 degree temperature shift in like 6 hours this morning, which was a little weird. So I'm actually drinking wine as a medical treatment for it. So yeah, doing well. Doing great over here.
Yeah, it's we kind of like alternate between like stormy rain and clear days. So we got the clearness today, but then it's kind of come right back tomorrow and we're like under flood and high wind watches and all. It's just
but is the reservoir full? Do you guys have drinking water?
Yeah, we do, but here's what happens is that the reservoirs are full.
Yeah,
but there's so much more water and so much snow that's going to melt this summer that's just going to just be wasted because the state does not plan ahead, you know. But the whole thing was like, oh, this is it. This is the new normal. When we don't get rain anymore. And then all of a sudden, you know how cycles work. But
I do know
most
how cycles work.
Most people apparently don't know how cycles work. No. But, you know, so. All right. So today we're talking about the Joya de Nicaragua Cinco Décadas El Cumiche. This cigar is a Robusto Extra, 5.5 inch by 52. And the cigar, I believe, was announced and advertised as being 5.75. Yeah. So I've found that the cigar is actually a quarter inch shorter than advertised. So that's a little odd. It comes out of the Joya de Nicaragua factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper, binder, filler, all listed as Nicaragua. No other details than that. Price point is $18.50. Cigar was released in October of 2022. And we picked these cigars up from Corona Cigar Company. So if you are in South Florida and you're one of their locations, be sure to stop in for a cigar and libation. But if you're not in Florida, you can always just go to the website or give them a call and place an order, and they will ship out to you immediately. All right, John, with all that being said, what was your overall experience like with the cigar?
Listen, they've got a great blend. They have clearly learned not to tinker with a great blend. They've released it in different sizes, and they have managed to keep a consistent flavor profile. You know, I think the very original of the Cinco Décadas is definitely my favorite. I think it was the most complex of the series. But this is a very good cigar. I say very good, but that's a little bit of an exaggeration. It's a good cigar. It's consistently good all the way through. It's got a lot of sort of creamy graham cracker bread, mildly spicy sort of baking goods flavor. And that's very consistently the taste through the first, second, and last thirds with sort of what I describe as, I've said this multiple times in the review, it's got a barrel aged syrupy sweetness. So if you've ever had like a barrel aged ale, there's sort of that oaky, syrupy, sickly flavor, and that sort of plays in the flavor profile. And it's great. It's like, it's a really nice cigar. One of the few times where I'd say, you know, man, it's $18, but it's a good cigar. So it's like, you know, the sad thing is I did have some construction issues, which is very surprising out of Joya because they've been one of the most consistent factories. So, you know, I don't know what happened there, but essentially I had a burn issue where it went out basically at the halfway point. And I wasn't smoking too slow because I was tracking my time on this one. And the draw had a bit of firmness to it. So I think as a result, that box press maybe a little too tight. Not the end of the world, you know, I would happily return to this, good all the way through. Please release more. What was your experience like?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with lightly toasted cedar, mustiness, and a black pepper. Second third saw the toast level become heavy, and then the final third saw the toast transition to char for a bit, and then some earth joined in a little bit after that. I had a different experience than you, this time, and I don't know if maybe the cigar I had was just, had an issue or something like that, but even from the pre-light, I didn't get the same level of that syrupy sweetness that you kind of talk about that I've gotten from the previous iterations. It just felt like it was lighter than normal or just wasn't there. And I think that kind of played out through the flavor components. Just kind of average flavor profile throughout. I also had construction issues, two relights, a little snug draw. So not typical for Joya, but with the GT20 that we smoked last year, that was an off cigar as well. So I don't know if there was like some time frame where like some things just weren't working out over there.
Quality guys or vacation. Just, I don't know.
Yeah, they're just experiencing. I mean, look, we know during the pandemic and a lot of times, and even still, they're struggling for people are struggling for labor and, you know, consistency and all that stuff. And I don't think Hoy is going to be able to, you know, evade that the whole time. So I'm sure that the things like that are going to pop up. But it just didn't have the same flavor dynamic that I've gotten from the previous versions of this. So I would say that this is my least favorite version, which is okay because it's a shorter version than the other ones. You know, the more the they had the El General, which I think was that almost the Churchill size. And then the one that was more of like a kind of a figurado or torpedo-ish shape kind of thing going on. But, you know, I just don't know that I'd come back to this one just because, you know, you had a great experience. I didn't. Maybe consistency just isn't there yet. Maybe down the road they get this one back in line with the other ones. But, you know, if I still have a few of the older ones sitting around. I'd much rather go back to one of those that have a kind of a track record, I guess, than to try to check out this one anymore. So that said, you're going to be the high scorer at 6.67. I give it 5.3. So how'd that 6.67 match up for you?
You know, I'll get into it a little bit afterwards, but it seems a little low to me because, you know, with this sort of consistency through, I guess I was expecting it to be up closer to the 7 mark, but it is held a little back by construction. So I am a little surprised by the score.
Yeah, I think if you're, you know, you had really good construction, you'd probably be in the 707, 717s kind of thing like that. But yeah, the construction will definitely take a hit at that point. My 5.3 matches up well. I mean, average flavor profile throughout. And like I said, 2 relights, a snug draw, that kind of knocked it down a bit. Even with perfect construction, it, you know, kind of max out like the 5.75 mark. So it's not, it wasn't going to do anything for me. But I think I think it was off for me kind of from the start. I could just, from the prelight aromas, I think I could tell that there was something, that this was not the same as the previous iteration. So any other final thoughts from you on this one?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I bag on this every once in a while when we talk about sort of premium or super premium cigars. And I think, you know, that's the trap of when you have a cigar that's priced over $16, $17. And I don't think it's unreasonable to have the expectation that the draw should be perfect. And if the draw is snug, I'm willing to, you know, I don't really care so much. But if you have burn issues, that's a problem. And I feel like, you know, if I was in a lounge and I bought a $19, $18 cigar and I had issues, I might bring that up to the shop owner. And, you know, it's not his fault, but, you know, if it's a $9 cigar, I might smoke it halfway through and throw it out. And, you know, that's the end of the world. But man, it's, you know, when you start approaching that super premium, it's tough. All of that said, I'm super excited for the next size release that they're coming out for 2023. So, you know, be nice to talk to Juan and say, you know, what's the cool size that's coming out and when is it coming out? So,
yeah. I mean, along those lines, like, you know, I've loved this line, you know, since they've been, you know, started it. So I was definitely looking forward to this, just kind of a bit of a bummer. But yeah, it did. When I started to have the construction issues, I was like, oh, GT20 last year, this one, like, I hope this isn't like a trend of some downward, you know, QC stuff, but, you know, we'll see how it goes for, you know, upcoming releases from Hoya and things like that. But I wouldn't anticipate it's something that's a long-term issue for them. I figured they'll probably rectify that pretty quickly. All right. Wherever you're catching this video, be sure to like and subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. You can follow us on all the social media channels. Catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
El Comiche.